Welcome back to Insert Credit. Is Unity over?
It's hard to say, right? I mean, the last thing they said was, I'm so sorry, we'll work on it.
But what does that mean?
We've heard you.
Yes. We've heard you and we're listening or something like that.
We hear for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they could still pop out of this. Okay, so for example, I think it sucks. I haven't used Unity myself in a while. I'm mostly use. I don't want to disclose too much, but I'm an Unreal boy for the past while. I'm an Unreal boy through and through. I don't try not to talk about this too much, but I was a professional Unreal Engine 3 video game developer, AAA developer for a while, for several years of my life. Okay, so I've been back on the Unreal horse since early Unreal 4. I enjoy Unreal. I'm on Unreal 5
now. Those are the
only
horses you like.
Yeah, them my horses. But so I don't really have any horse in the Unity race. But I view the recent Unity news as LMAO. I don't chill with those dudes anymore. I rolled back away from chilling with those dudes. In about 2016, I started thinking I don't really want to chill with these dudes so much anymore, and now I'm glad I don't. And I think what I'm seeing in terms of the vast response of what sucks about what was announced with Unity is I'm seeing a lot of the people who I see talk about stuff like this, talk about it. And I think maybe there might just be some developers who ride it out and just keep, you know, developing their games for it. Unity might or might not change. This thing might not be as bad as it seems. Still, it's LMAO for me. I don't think it's over, but I am interested in that. I did see that the mainstream normies did seem to grapple, latch on to this story. People who are not video game developers, just gamers, seemed to be latching on and responding to it and getting upset.
So this is video game news.
Oh, it certainly, it became video game news, I guess, right? I don't know. That's my, too complicatedly worded, uncomplicated opinion about it, whatever that means.
Yeah, I brought up Unity earlier as an example of, do we know if it's news or not? Because everybody talking about it on my feed was a game developer. So I was like, if outside of game development, do you care about this? But I did have other people just, reach out to me and say, do you see this? And I also had, sources within Unity previously that were saying that it was already difficult before they announced these price changes. Just, business is not... I mean, it's also, a public company, so you can see how they're doing. I thought it was interesting when I saw an indie developer say hey, I publish my game on Xbox Game Pass, so I don't make any money anyway, and you want me to pay you for every Unity install. So then I go negative, and that doesn't really make any sense either. Since everyone was so vocal, there's enough blowback that Unity might make some changes.
Hello, I think you cut out there.
Oh. Just Unity might make some changes, but we don't know what. So I didn't cut out there. I just stopped talking. Oh. But we don't know if that's
you
gonna
meant
be
you
enough.
Mentally cut out there. Yeah.
Yeah. If are they enough changes? And also, some people have said it takes so many years for us to decide which game engine we're going to develop on, and so it's not a decision we can just change around all the time. So maybe they've already committed. Some people might have committed to Unity.
I think that no matter what, even if they backtrack and fix everything, there is just a stink about them forever. Isn't that... I don't know of very many compelling reasons to go Unity over Unreal unless Unity is just what you know and you got to get another game out soon. So I think that no matter what, they are damaged forever. Are they over as a concept? No, probably not. In the same way that MySpace was a thing 10 years after you stopped using it, I think Unity will still be a game engine of some kind.
I just got a happy LiveJournal birthday email the other day.
Oh, nice. I get those. Yeah.
So I look forward to something similar from Unity 30 years from now, right?
Where it's check out the newest changes to Unity.
So, I don't know. It'll probably still be around, but I mean, you know, you've got between your kids who are making game-like experiences in Roblox or kids who play Minecraft, right? I mean, what is the mainstream impact on this Unity? How famous and popular is the name Unity as an engine when you see powered by Unity at the beginning of a game? Are you excited? Is anybody excited? No. Like, no offense to Unity. Unity can be used to make really good video games. I played ReCore for the Xbox One, okay? I liked that game, you know? It was pretty good. But is anybody ever excited when they see Powered by Unity? But meanwhile, when you see Unreal at the beginning of a game, you start pumping your fist. You start thinking about Unreal Tournament, right?
That's why for Unity to come back, they need to make Unity Tournament.
Yeah. Well, that's just one of the things that always has made Unity seem a little. So there was a more recent news, a less recent news story where it was revealed that Unity had they had a game they were developing internally to like prove how good their engine was, and then it just like slowly failed, just kind of fell apart over a period of years where they realized certain things wouldn't work, certain engine features didn't exist, certain et cetera, all these little tiny like hilariously, ridiculously, labyrinthinely granular reasons why Unity's internal video game development studio just gradually, like glacially walked away from the idea of making an official video game by Unity to prove that the engine is good, right? It's like,
because Unity themselves were like, have you tried making a game in this?
Yeah, yes. It's like Unreal doesn't have to do that. It has, I think it's the most popular video game in the world. Not sure. I think it's called Fortnite. And I think they've got that. I think that one's pretty hot. I think people like it still. Not sure. You know, Unreal never has to answer that question of, because it's, I don't know, it's got the legacy and the history. Whereas Unity's like, we're, so it's like, if Unity would do a thing to kind of step on the toes of its developers, that does seem kind of unholy, doesn't it? It does seem kind of unsacred to do such a thing, given that the developers are literally the only people who have ever made a game with this thing.
Right.
Well, so I don't know. It kind of just smacks of, it stinks of businessman trickery, right? Or there's just certain people born with that look on their face, that silver spoon in their mouth, you know, where they just kind of walk around, strut around with an air like they can get away with god darn anything, right? And it's just the kind of decisions that get made by a cabal of such individuals. And I could say more, but who cares?
The guys who ask if you're killing it today, bro.
Yeah, yeah. You killing it today, bro? You living your best life? What if we charged all the developers for every single install? Like, could be like a penny, or it could be like 10 cents or something. You know, you get it all, and people install it on multiple computers. They go, I want it on my Mac. Okay, then we get money for that. We want it on my PC. Yeah, we get money for that. We get Xbox Game Pass. I get money for that. PlayStation, we get money for that. We just get money for it all, right? Like, right? Like, that's, can we do that? It's that kind of, again, you know, how dare, you know what? So I'm just revising my answer. Yeah, Unity's dead.
Nice.
If you're listening to this 5 years from now and Unity's not dead,
it wishes it was dead.
Open up Google Maps, look up Unity headquarters, driving directions, rent a U-Haul.
you want to finish that?
Buy a bunch of orange juice, bunch of soap. I don't know. I'm trying to make like a complicated Fight Club reference that ended up kind of becoming like a complicated Oklahoma City, like Timothy McVeigh reference.
Yeah.
And it's like bordering on encouraging domestic terrorism.
Maybe we should cut this part out.
If you're listening to this 5 years from now and Unity's not dead, a miracle occurred. The domestic terrorists failed.
If you're listening to this 5 years from now and Unity's not dead, I will be.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, forget them. You know, if they're going to, yeah, I don't know. I think if they're going to, the one way I would allow them to, I would graciously allow them to charge this install tax is if they make a god darn video game in their engine. If they make a game.
Not going to happen.
That's it.